This is the Anxiety Sessions with Natalie Liu for Baggage Reclaim. You're listening to session 4 of 7. Anxiety, like all feelings, is guidance. It's trying to help. It's trying to stop us from coming to harm, from failure, foolishness, humiliation, and loss of identity. It's a notification from our body offering clues about how to take care of ourselves. That is always the aim of our feelings. Our emotional states are not just the feelings, but the story we tell ourselves and how we're reacting and responding, which all feed into each other, is precipitated by our relationship, not just with ourselves, but to the things, people, and situations in our lives. What we have a pretty good relationship with, whether it's friendship, alcohol, or trying something new, aren't sources of anxiety. How we perceive ourselves in the context of the world has a profound impact on our confidence and therefore on our anxiety levels. The way that you treat you and the thoughts that you feed you matters. No, we can't help the first feeling or thought that pops up, but we can help how we respond. It might take a few or many go-rounds before we realize that we can jump off that emotional train of thought at any time, but we can get off. The more we catch ourselves and make the jump by intervening on the thoughts or by taking action, the less of a grip that anxiety has on us. Feeding anxiety with negativity or avoiding things only makes it worse. It's a vicious cycle because either way, you end up reinforcing what you think you can't do. But sometimes anxiety feels as if it's going to do or is doing us harm. We believe that life is more threatening than it is. Many moons ago, I had a panic attack. It happened on a Friday night on one of London's busiest streets. And after collapsing in a doorway in terror, my then boyfriend put me on a packed tube to find my way home alone. I thought I was dying. I thought my head was caving in and that the life was being squeezed out of my body. Everyone and everything seemed so loud. Their words against my hearing and vision were like nails on a blackboard. It was appalling. It scared the shit out of me. The thought of it happening again gripped me in terror. Even a hint of the feelings made me hyper aware, not just of them, but what was going on around me and in my body. I had 2 more panic attacks, although thankfully not as bad as the first, and the third left me in bed for 4 days with a migraine. But I will be forever grateful for this message from my body because it made me take a long overdue look at my life. It made me take long overdue action. It forced me to notice things that I should never have ignored or suppressed. I faced the mess of what I was far too comfortable about in my life, not because I was comfortable, but because I was too scared to take action and I didn't own myself. Adulthood is about unlearning all of the unproductive and downright harmful lessons that we learned in childhood and in our adult experiences. We don't get a manual, and we do have to figure it out along the way. And our lessons are revealed through the pain, fear, and guilt that surface, not just in painful situations, but also in happy ones. If we only felt anxious in crappy conditions, oh, what an easy life we'd lead. But we also feel anxious in situations where we're happy. We can't believe our luck. And sometimes we're afraid that if we allow ourselves to accept it and enjoy it, that it will hurt too much when something goes wrong. Unaddressed anxiety blocks us from being present. We think it seems too simplistic to reassure ourselves or to practice self-care, and yet done consistently, they do make a difference. It's too much pressure to try to obliterate anxiety, not least because it's a valuable and necessary emotion. But discovering that we can turn down the volume and intensity so that we have even a little bit more space to gain perspective, to take action, is wonderful, is powerful. Life can seem scary, like it has a lot of wrong turns and knife-edge decisions to be made. We might try to lead a decision-free lifestyle that puts us on the fence in our own life. It's this notion of, what's the point in making this decision when it's going to lead to other ones? Staying anxious but undecided seems like a solution, but it isn't, because life involves choices of all sizes all the time. We can't build our decision-making muscles and so in turn increase self-awareness and self-knowledge if we don't learn, recover, and then learn again from making choices, from making the decisions, whether they end up being the right or wrong ones. Something we forget when we focus on experience and anxiety without acknowledging what intel it might hold for us is that we are okay. And actually, that we've been okay many times, even after we thought that we wouldn't be. Many people get anxious about money every month, for instance. It's as if the arrival of a new month strikes terror. What each person forgets is that they've been through this cycle many times, so clearly money does come in. Some people wake up, and as the day's tasks or their carried over worries flood their minds, anxiety builds. It's like pressing the reset button each day and re-terrorizing you. Entering each day with a sense of paralysis due to the things you haven't decided on or reassured you about isn't the way things have to be. Unless you're habitually anxious, when anxiety catches your attention, it's more often than not a symptom of previous early warning signs that didn't grab your attention. And this is okay. It's unrealistic to expect to catch all the signs. But having an openness to noticing how our life, how our body speaks to us, means that we will become more mindful. We will pick up more of the signs and so be better placed to take care of ourselves.